Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, January 9th. Law enforcement agencies served a search warrant outside of Paonia yesterday at a suspected meth lab. According to a statement made available to KVNF News, Delta County Emergency Management Coordinator Chris Stewart said, quote, "This morning at approximately 11:25 hours, members of the Delta County Sheriff's Office Investigations Division, along with agents from several state and federal agencies, executed a search warrant at a private residence on Highway 133 outside of Paonia for a possible meth lab. For the safety of law enforcement and the public, the highway was temporarily closed and schools were requested to shelter in place. Highway 133 is open, but a high number of law enforcement vehicles and agents will remain on scene for the next few hours to complete their investigation and clean up any potential chemicals at the residence by the DEA," end quote. Several law enforcement agencies from around the county responded to the call, including a SWAT team and a hazmat vehicle. All questions were referred to the Delta County Sheriff's Office. Thousands of people surrounded Colorado's Capitol to see the inauguration of Jared Polis Tuesday morning. KUNC's Michael DeJuana filed this report.
Polis funded his campaign with the fortune he made as a tech entrepreneur, so his first official act as governor seemed fitting.
Okay, I'm going to take a selfie of all of us first here. Everybody smile.
Then he tweeted out the pic. In his inaugural address, Polis hinted at his agenda for the year to come. He promised to make healthcare affordable for more Coloradans. He pledged to make the economy stronger while protecting the environment. And banners at the Capitol promised a Colorado for all.
Right now, our nation is experiencing a period of growing divisiveness and rising tribalism. But here in Colorado, we choose a different path.
Invocations and blessings were given by Christian, Sikh, American Indian, and Jewish leaders, and poets delivered inspiring words. Polis's fellow Democrats control both chambers of the legislature. He is said to be the first openly gay man elected governor in the country. Michael DeJuana, KUNC.
Governor-elect Jared Polis received petitions and policy requests from environmental groups before he was even sworn in. Capitol Coverage reporter Scott Franz has more.
About a dozen activists went to the Capitol urging Polis to halt all new oil and gas drilling operations in the state until stronger regulations are passed. Ann Lee Foster is with Colorado Rising, one of the groups pursuing the moratorium along with increased setbacks.
Every single day, more permits are getting pushed through at the state, are being rubber stamped by the COGCC. Every day, more drilling is occurring next to homes and next to schools.
Foster says more than 5,000 people signed a petition supporting a pause in oil and gas permitting. Meanwhile, some state lawmakers on both sides of the aisle have expressed opposition to the idea. Democratic State Senator Angela Williams says the policy would hurt oil and gas workers. She would rather see lawmakers work with the oil and gas industry to come up with any new regulations. From the state capitol, I'm Scott Franz.
Monday was the last full day in office for Governor John Hickenlooper. The two-term Democrat was replaced by incoming Democrat and former Congressman Jared Polis at the ceremony Tuesday morning. KVNF's state capitol reporter Scott Franz spoke to Hickenlooper about his time in office.
Describe your most rewarding moment as governor.
Certainly when we passed civil unions and recognized that love is love and that people should be free to love whoever they want, that was a momentous step forward. But I also, you know, while I was governor, I got to play a song on the stage at Red Rocks where it was a sold-out show with Old Crow Medicine Show. And I love music enough that, you know, when I sang my verse and the crowd roared in my face, that was about as good as it gets. So, you know, there are those parts that are connected to government, and sometimes those parts are just connected to opportunity.
Yeah, those sound like amazing moments. Can you also talk about, on the flip side, the most challenging moment you had?
That first 4 years that I was governor from 2011 to 2015, I mean, we had the worst droughts since the Depression. the worst wildfires in the history of the state. We had the worst flood history of the state. We had, I mean, all the, I went to 50 funerals in my first 4 years. It seemed like it was every few weeks. But I guess probably the hardest one was going out to the movie theater, the Cinemark in Aurora, after that shooting, and seeing the videotape of what the crime scene looked like. I mean, there was popcorn everywhere and Coke, empty container, you know, plastic cups of Coke and water and blood everywhere. It was just a very, very, very difficult period. And, you know, we spent the next couple of days just going to visit the surviving victims in hospitals. They're in five or six hospitals by that point. That's something you never forget.
What do you think is going to be the legacy that you leave behind, or that you hope people will remember about your administration?
When I came in, we were 40th in job creation. And we did it. We said a couple of things. We went all over the state. We went to all 64 counties and said, we're not going to create a strong economy just for one part of the state. We want to do it for everybody. And we made that commitment. We went to the West Slope. We, again, went to every single county. And for the last 2 years, according to U.S. News and World Report, according to USA Today, we're the number one economy in America. And I think when the results come in this year, we'll be the number one rural economy as well. There's a confidence now in Colorado, a swagger. People are kind of proud to be from Colorado. Young people from all over the country want to move here because it's a place where we do work together and we solve problems. And just look at the nightly news and you'll see where that's not happening in Washington. And that's, I feel intensely proud of that.
You've seen a lot from this office. What advice have you given to the incoming governor?
Jared Polis really doesn't need any advice from me. He's got, I think, the kind of key ingredients, the qualities that are going to allow him to be a great governor. He's super smart. He works hard. He is innately curious. And, you know, he's good in a very powerful way. He's selfless. I'll tell you a story. When I first, he got elected, and the next day we had a meeting here in my office. And the first thing he said was, what do you think your most important legacies are that I should be supporting and finding more resources for? No governor-elect has ever, I've never heard of someone saying that. Usually the new governor-elect comes in and they're trying to figure out where they can get resources for their pet projects so they get reelected. I think Jared is genuinely selfless. I think he wants to do the best job he can. I think, I mean, he's got an ego. He wants to be great. He wants to be the best governor ever. That's a good thing.
Thank you so much for your time today, Governor. I appreciate it.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, January 9th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.